welcome along to Society, Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival. I'm kicking things off there back to 1984. Glenn Frey, The Heat Is On, which was a former top 20 hit, getting as high as number 12 in the UK charts, and didn't actually get as high as that until 1985. Music this hour coming up from Richard Marx, also Brenda Lee. We've got Gloria Estefan, and we've got our album Oddity and Number One of the Week, and one from the vault as well. But I'll tell you further details about what's coming up on the show straight after we go back to 1981 with The Waitresses and Christmas Wrapping.
Smallest
Wilson's Vinyl Revival, back to a track which was released in 1981. That was The Waitresses and Christmas Wrapping, which didn't chart until December 1982 in the UK and only got as high as number 45 in the charts and spent 4 weeks on the UK charts. Can you believe it? We all are nostalgic, aren't we, these days? Because if it wasn't for all of these Christmas tunes, what would we be having on the radio now? That's the question, around the festive period. Well, we're going to be mixing things up on this week's show, as we did last week. Yes, we did start early. Yes, we started beginning of December, didn't we, with the Christmas tunes here on Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival, which is a one-off, really, because we don't normally start the Christmas tunes until... we only normally just have one edition, don't we? Christmas special kind of thing. But yes, pushing the boat out this year, just for a change. And coming up this hour, we've got a great A&B side from 1987 on EMI Manhattan from Richard Marx. That's coming soon. Also, we've got Brenda Lee. We've got Gloria Estefan as well. Also, we've got our album of the week. Now, this week, this album, I haven't got a record of it charting in the UK, but I think it did chart in Europe. It's Roger Whittaker, My Favourite Songs from 1975 on AVES Records. And if you'd like to get a copy of the record, the code is M for Mother, L for Lima, P for Papa, 15.935. So two tracks this hour, and also on side B as well. Also, we've got a one from the vault this hour. We're going to take you back to October 1968 for that one. And on side B, we're going to be taking you back to the 10th of June 1965 when that track was released. What else we got? We've got our number one of the week coming from December 1984. That's coming up this hour. Now, have you got yourself ready there with a pen and paper? Because we're going to give you the clue for the oddity of the week this week. And it's rather a long oddity of the week this week, I must tell you that. Yes, I think it's about 5 minutes to tune, so we'll have to hurry things along a bit. Here's the first clue for this hour. Don't lose your connection with this 80s cosmic hit. That's don't lose your connection with this 80s cosmic hit. Any ideas what that is? Get your answers in right now, and we will reveal the answer in about an hour and 20 minutes from now. Let's get back to the music. Let's go back to 1985 with Cliff Richard and She's So Beautiful. Then we'll have a bit of Richard Marx and Should Have Known Better from 1987. Welcome to Side A of Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival.
Accusations, darling, and my reply is hard to find. Ooh, I wanna know you better. Won't you consider one more time? Yeah.
this is Chris Amoot from The Real Thing, and you're listening to Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival, Britain's most listened to vinyl record radio show. Wishing you all a real Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
This is Phil Wilson.
Vinyl Revival going on EMI Manhattan Records there for Richard Marx and Should Have Known Better from 1987. But the question is, what was on the B-side? Well, it was this, Rhythm of Life. Wilson's Vinyl Revival back to 1987 with Should Have Known Better, and then you've just heard the B-side there, Rhythm of Life. Still to come, music coming up from Brenda Lee, also the first two tracks from our album of the week, which we're going to take you back to 1975 on AVES Records with Roger Whittaker and My Favourite Songs. But to take us there, here's Gloria Estefan with Get On Your Feet. This week we're going to take you back to 1975 on AVES Records with Roger Whittaker and My Favourite Songs. And if you'd like to get a copy of the record, the code is M for Mike, L for Lima, P for Peter, and it's 15.935. The tracks I'm going to play this time round are I Don't Believe in If Anymore from 1970, and then we're going to play Hello, Good Morning, Happy Day as Roger Whittaker and My Favourite Songs from 1975 is our album of the week.
Now if you load your rifle right, and if you fix your bayonet so, and if you kill that man, my friend, the one we call the foe, and if you do it often, lad, and if you do it right, you'll be a hero overnight. You'll save your country from a blight. Remember, God is always right. If you survive to see the sight, a friend now greeting foe. No, you won't believe in it anymore. It's an illusion. It's an illusion.
for children, if it's for children, thrilling daydreams. If I knew then what I know now, I thought I did, you know, somehow. If I could have the time again, I'd take the sunshine, leave the rain. If only time would trickle slow like rain that melts the fallen snow. If only, Lord, if only, if only, Lord, if only. Oh, I don't believe in it anymore. It's an illusion. An illusion. No, I don't believe in it anymore. If it's for children, if it's for children.
This is Tony Christie and wishing you all a very Merry Christmas.
This is Bill Wilson.
Hello, good morning, happy day. The sunshine is creeping around my window. Hello, good morning, happy day. I've got to get my head up off my pillow. I dreamed that I was walking down this highway. Walking, more like sway.
Oh, happy day.
And one and all the folks seem to be saying,
oh,
hello, good morning, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
The sunshine is creeping around my window. Yes!
Oh,
hello, good morning, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
I gotta get my head up on my pillow. When I'm in bed, I do the darndest dream. One night I dreamed about a fella screaming, planes, bombs, something he called war. But no one seemed to listen anymore. Hello, good morning, happy day.
Oh, happy day.
The sunshine is creeping around my window.
Wilson's Vinyl Revival with the first two tracks from our album of the week this week, coming from Roger Whittaker, my favourite songs from 1975 on AVES Records. And if you'd like to get a copy of the record, the code is M for Mike, L for Lima, P for Peter, 15.935. It didn't chart in the UK, no, very unusual, but I think the year later it was either Columbia or EMI or one of them, that released a greatest hits album kind of thing. So this must have been like a European copy, maybe, on the AVES label. But if you can enlighten me on that, get in touch with this radio station right now and then we can let everybody know all about it. Otherwise, get yourself over to facebook.com/ Vinyl Revival Radio Show. The tracks that you heard there were I Don't Believe in If Anymore, which I think is one of the biggest hits off the album from 1970, and then a bit of a novelty tune there, Hello, Good Morning, Happy Day, which will have cheered you up there. Another two tracks from our album of the week coming up on Side B, so stay tuned for that. Also, we've got a One from the Vault coming up soon, and we've got our One from the Vault One from the Vault. We've got our Oddity of the Week coming up on Side B. Now, the question is, have you got the answer correct yet? Well, here's the clue again. Don't lose your connection with his 80s cosmic hit. Let's don't lose your connection with this 80s cosmic hit. Think about cosmic. Think about space and connection. Get the connection to somebody in space. Does that help you out? I think you've got the right answer. Right. If you have got the right answer, get in touch with this radio station right now and we will reveal the answer in about 60 minutes from now. Let's go into the festive spirit now, I think. Let's go back to 1958 with Brenda Lee, and then it'll be time for our number one of the week. There, back to 1958 with Brenda Lee. It's now time for this.
This week's number one of the week.
And this week we're going to take you to a number one which spent 3 weeks at the top of the UK charts and 17 weeks on the charts and was released on the 8th of December 1984. Our number one of the week this week, which didn't chart until number one position until 1985, it's Foreigner and I Want to Know What Love Is.
To think things over, I better read between the lines case I need it when I'm older. Mountain I must climb, feels like the world upon my shoulder. Through the clouds I see love shine, it keeps me warm as life grows colder. In my life there's been heartache and pain, I don't know if I can.
Rock ballads from the 80s there, back to 1985 with Foreigner, and I Want to Know What Love Is, which was originally released on the 8th of December 1984. Spent 3 weeks at the top of the UK charts and 17 weeks on the charts, and we'll have another number one of the week on next week's show. If you'd like to suggest one, by the way, get in touch with us through this radio station. Otherwise, you can get in touch with us via vinylrevivalradio.com. Get yourself over to that website where you can also hear previous editions of the show as well. Still to come, music coming up from Love Unlimited, also S Express, but let's have this one. Let's go back to 1993 with Snap. And do you see the light?
Thank you.
on Phil Wilson's Vinyl Revival. Now it's time for this.
Phil Wilson's One from the Vault.
This is Phil Wilson.
And this week we've got one this hour and also on side B as well. Our One from the Vault this hour, we're going to take you back to the 23rd of October 1968, where this One from the Vault got as high as number 5 in the UK charts and spent 11 weeks on the charts. On Trax Records, here is Jimi Hendrix Experience and All Along the Watchtower.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine, plowman dig my earth. None will level on the mine, nobody
One from the Vault this hour, taking you back to the 23rd of October 1968, I should say. Jimi Hendrix Experience and All Along the Watchtower. On Trax Records there, we'll have another One from the Vault on side B. Also, we've got music coming up from Squeeze. We've got Sarah Reeves with a 2022 track, More the Merrier, which is taken from her brand new LP, which is out now, and it's on the good old vinyl there, of course. And we've got music coming up from Madness as well. We've got some festive tunes as well. But to take us to the end of Side A, before we flip ourselves over to Side B, let's go back to 1988 with S Express and Superfly Guy. See you on Side B, where we'll kick the hour off with Pepsi and Shirley.